Mission Network News 4.5 minute version, Friday, December 3rd, 2004, in 3, 2, 1. International pressure builds toward a Ukrainian runoff. Believers use the opportunity for outreach. A missionary school completes its evacuation in the Ivory Coast, and Haitians respond strongly to the hope of Christ via radio. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Topping the news today, another election looms in Ukraine. It's an attempt to peacefully resolve the bitter leadership contest there. Thousands remain in the streets in protest, says Association of Baptists for World Evangelism Scott Carter. Their offices are downtown Kiev, where they've been mobilizing their response.
When people are unsettled, they realize that things are happening that are out of their control, and they look for answers. And so opportunities for ministry have been just exploding, and we've been trying to respond appropriately.
Carter says they're urging local Christians to prayer and involvement. Many at this time are open to the gospel.
Historically, churches in Ukraine have been decidedly anti-political totally, and what I'm suggesting is not to be necessarily pro-political, but pro-ministry, and to use these opportunities, since people are asking questions and nervous about the future, to use those opportunities to further what God wants to do.
Meanwhile, the year was 1809, the United States just 33 years old, but already the International Bible Society saw the need to get God's Word into the hands of everyday people in a way they could understand. Years later, IBS is still working to that end. The president of IBS, Peter Bradley, says they're celebrating 195 years this weekend.
Up to this point, we have translated 89 Bibles into major languages around the world. And we've partnered with Wycliffe over the last 10 years to actually help them release about 660 translations that they have produced. And at the moment, we're working on 60 more translations.
IBS uses needy times to put God's Word into someone's hands.
During crisis moments, everybody has those in their lives. We see that as a wonderful opening where we can present the Scriptures to an individual who is hurting, who is looking for comfort, and in many cases just looking for the truth.
Funding is needed to help them accomplish even more. You're listening to Mission Network News. The program's called Christmas for Orphans, and it's giving Christians in the Commonwealth of Independent States a chance to reach out with the gospel. Slavic Gospel Association's Tom McAdam.
There are an estimated 700,000 orphans across the former Soviet Union, and many of them never heard the gospel. And so we're giving them an opportunity to go into the orphanages and conduct special evangelistic Christmas programs for the kids.
McAdam says your help is needed right now to
provide each child in the orphanage with a wrapped gift, some Russian language Christian literature or a children's Bible if they didn't have one, and some warm clothing items. And we were able to do that for $16 per child. So we started last year, and then we're expanding this year with a goal of reaching 10,000 children in about 50 orphanages.
Call our resource line for information. Next, word from the Evangelical Baptist Missions indicates that their partner school in the Ivory Coast is evacuated. International Christian Academy staff and students are reportedly safe in Mali. The ICA group is now beginning the process of separating. Some will head to the U.S., some to other schools around West Africa. Pray for those who've had to leave, for those heading up the details of the separation process, and for the witness they've had with many French soldiers who were stationed on campus. And Men for Mission says reports are coming in from miles around that people are listening to the Hope of Christ on radio station 4VBM in southwest Haiti. So far, over 500 letters of thanks and praise to God for the radio station have come in since the new downlink became operational. In addition, listeners have donated what amounts to $150 for support. People are still bringing in donations, but the cost of keeping the station on the air is greater than what people are able to give. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You depend on us for your mission news, and now we're hoping you'll rely on us to help your church be more missions-minded. Mission Network News is now producing a monthly bulletin insert to help your congregation receive the information it needs to be a major part of the Great Commission, both at home and abroad. To subscribe, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.